It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. This is the week. Thursday and Friday are the days for the 2019 Farm Futures Business Summit. And in case you're thinking, oops, I missed it, I'm too late. Well, you aren't. You could still attend. You could still benefit. Like the farmer-son combination I've run into. Yeah, they were coming home from the Farm Futures Summit, and they said, you better believe it, we benefit by attending every year, Max. They looked me in the eye and said, yes, there's so much we learned that we can use on our farm. Well, you're invited to be there in the audience this week, and it's not too late to sign up. Oh, yes, and there will be a panel discussion about young farmers, the threats and opportunities faced by the next generation of farm managers. I saw that in the program. I was looking over it last night, and there will be 30 people presenting at the Farm Futures Business Summit. Get all of the information and sign up. It's not too late. FarmFuturesSummit.com, Thursday and Friday at Iowa City, Iowa. Oh, it was an emotional roller coaster for Kansas City Chiefs fans and for many of us bandwagon fans last night as the Chiefs lost to the New England Patriots in their bid to go to the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Star headline we saw said, Chiefs breakthrough season breaks down in end. But many fans are saying it's the start of a new era for their Chiefs, and they're excited already, they say, for next year. The incident at the People's March in Washington this weekend involving the high school students from Covington, Kentucky, brought a swift and vocal reaction. In the video captured there, students, some wearing Make America Great Again caps, are seen chanting as a Native American man is beating a drum and singing. The Diocese of Covington said it condemned the actions of the Covington Central High School students and promised to take what it called appropriate action, up to and including expulsion from school. Meanwhile, we've also heard from the student who can be seen standing toe-to-toe with Native American Nathan Phillips, the leader of the Omaha tribe, seen in that video rhythmically beating a drum. The student, Nick Sandman, in a statement issued Saturday, said he never interacted with Phillips. Said Sandman, I did not speak to him. I did not make any hand gestures or other aggressive moves. Sandman said that by remaining motionless and calm, he thought he was helping to defuse the situation. From this week in agribusiness, grain traders have been closely eyeing weather conditions in South America, where the estimates of the Brazilian bean crop have been coming down due to the drought in those soybean fields. Here at home, though, drought remains confined to the western one-fourth of the country. And if you look at the Midwest and Plain states, until you get into Colorado, you see only small areas of abnormally dry conditions, pretty much confined to a small area of the Texas Panhandle and to northern North Dakota. Well, where were you during that super blood wolf moon lunar eclipse last night? The flash freeze weather resulted in the cancellation of some planned moonwatch events. That was the case at Lemon Lake County Park in Crown Point, Indiana. And some of us knew, while we could enjoy a nice January night sleep, we'd be able to later see the event the way we see many other things through the lens of the social media. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. Brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.